The Sentai Review, episode 115, Hurricaneer Mecha. All right, welcome back. Another Sentai, another Wednesday. Trying to find the... There it is. The screen is weird. All right. Hi.
Hello.
Guten Abend.
That guy.
Oh, wait. This isn't the German Rangers. My bad.
I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to say hello. I work at a call center now. Every time I go to say hello, it would instantly become call center voice.
Okay, so... Yeah. These guys. The Mecha...
A you guy.
Shane,
Robos,
these guys,
mechas, whatever.
These guys were ninnies.
Yes, and here in America, it was our ninja storm.
Yep. Oh, look, ninjas.
Next.
Actually, we have to review their robots.
So oh.
And they're not the last of the ninjas. I mean,
yeah,
ninjas
are not
a very popular Sentai theme.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Okay, so, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, so let's get started. This is so weird. The screen is really messing with me. I have to look on this screen because on that screen I don't... It's like, yeah, okay. Anyways, oh my.
Look, at least we made it out of the basement, all right? We actually were in the living room. We could look outside. We could watch the cars go by and hope that one of them comes careening in if this episode starts sucking a dick.
We can look at Bill's face, get all super puffy because he's allergic to cats.
Well, considering I'm on my laptop, too, so I can go into the same file and look at the name, so...
This is, I believe this is, Gaurai Senpujin.
Senpujin?
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there's only two pictures.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, because we've learned from the past of... Hey, look, there's 18 mechs. Here's 30 pictures of mech.
Yeah,
fuck me.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Come on, let's be good. Let's be really cool looking.
I'm going to say the first one's going to suck, and somewhere down the line, there'll be another one that sucks. Actually, that's kind of neat.
Oh, look at that.
That's another thing screwing me up. Let me get my mouse pad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that probably would be something fucking you
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, that thing is
so
kind of cool.
He's
got a big-ass chain gun on his shoulder. Yes.
What do you think, Bill?
I'm not hating this guy.
I think he actually looks kind of neat.
Bill, look at his feet. He has two guns in his feet.
I'm going to say he's probably not very functional with the way his arms are, but
his
maybe
legs.
He's supposed to be because he's got cannons and shit. It's not his legs I'm worried about. You really think he can punch and block and attack with this?
I can't remember. I haven't seen this series in a long time.
I have a feeling he can't punch.
So I don't remember how well that mech moved.
He might rock
but I don't
and
think
sock him robot punch.
Yeah.
And they could launch the...
Here's the thing, Bill.
I guess since he's a robot, he doesn't have to follow human physics, but you can't get any power in a rock him sock him punch.
Well, I don't know. You never know, Bill. But this guy's probably like the artillery mech. I show up for one quick scene just to launch an all-out offensive of death and go, all right, I'm out. Peace, bitches.
Okay, next.
Yep, back side.
Oh, his arms. He cannot move those arms. I'm telling you, he can't.
Well, Bill, when you have cannons for days, you don't need to move your arms.
Son, we got guns for days on this bitch. Does he have tank treads for it?
That is what I was
looking like.
That
it.
Is fucking sweet.
Okay, well, maybe he...
Yeah, he is... I'm assuming this is probably the heavy artillery mech that just kind of rolls up slowly over the mountain and just stands up there. It's like, don't worry, guys, I got you.
Yeah. Well, we're that's that guy. We're ready to rate him.
I'd give him a 4. He's pretty sweet.
I'll give it a 3.5. He's pretty good. I like him.
I'll go 3.5 as well.
I'm like at 3.7, somewhere in there.
Okay. And what about you, Seth?
don't know. I'm trying to decide because it's kind of hard to see with a Bill arm in my fucking way at all points of time. So...
Eventually...
For those of you that are not
3.8.
Bill just slowly leaned more out in front of Seth.
I promise you, listeners, we will have a legit setup soon.
Yes, this has been a lot of back and forth.
We will have set places to sit and hopefully better mic setup.
That's going to be money wise.
Yes,
but, yeah,
but I'm hoping that it. I'm hoping that's what we're hoping.
So what did it get, Seth?
Bill got $1,000 bonus on The Price is Right. It's 3.7.
3.7
Look
for this thing.
You.
So that means Bill's buying drinks tonight, right?
Yep.
Sweet.
So,
okay,
I'm a
this
drink
is
to my heart's content.
I believe this is Gal Rice and Pujin
with
sword and shield.
So it's the same thing with just a sword and shield.
Yes.
And
so we've
pictures.
Got another one of those. Dumb problems on our hands.
Dude!
Eh.
That is weird. What is up with the shield? It looks like an elephant.
It probably is.
It is.
Considering the fact that the chest piece is like a full lion with the mane, it probably is a full-blown elephant.
Okay, okay.
But mind you, our Megazord from Mighty Morphin was an elephant.
Yeah, the Mastodon.
Mastodon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm saying.
It could be like a
shit.
Slight throwback to to our range. Well, not their original. Their original was Go Ranger, but
yeah.
I don't have a problem with the shield. The sword,
is kind of funky.
I need a different picture. To be fair,
yeah.
Oh well, let's help with that.
Next.
Does that help, Shane? Does that toy
that's
help?
That's the trunk of the elephant.
No, that's the ass of the elephant.
Oh yeah.
The ass end of the elephant has a sword that shoots from it.
Dude! He
ass
fights,
blade!
He fights
it's a
with
trunk.
An elephant ass!
Well, the blade is the trunk.
Yeah, the blade is the
because
trunk.
Because it's missing the trunk.
But it attaches to the ass end of the elephant.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it goes into its lower back.
Ass.
No, its ass is here.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing out.
But that's the ass half.
Thank you for pointing out where the ass of an elephant is.
So
we
quick editor put an arrow.
Yeah, Scott, you put an arrow because you're editing this because I started editing
yourself.
What's up, Fandom Night?
I still like the shield. The sword being the trunk is fine. Where it goes into, I have a problem with.
Yeah, it would have been way funnier if it came out of its ass.
The fact that I had to edit, last night I had to edit fucking Bill's review of 50 Shades of Grey, so now I keep looking at that, and all I can think of is rhino shit. And not normal rhino shit, I'm talking that type of rhino shit, with tails cutting back and forth across the brick of its ass. I'm like, God damn it.
I think that's a
every
next.
Fucking time.
That's a good review. It's
hey,
like,
that, that's
it's
a next.
It's on WhatsApp
good review?
Right
that's
now.
A great score. That's all that is.
Come on, Bill. Just go next. To next.
Oh, shit.
That's pretty cool, though. I can still
I have
that.
A. I mean, it's a very slight problem, but it still looks fine. Yeah. It's not really anything.
And now no one is able to unsee the elephant.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
Now
I just every picture I stare at elephant ass
because
you know what?
Because you pointed it out and
I
then everyone's
score.
Like, God damn it!
Yep,
my score is a 4.2.
Next,
it gets 0.2 more.
Mine
because elephant ass.
Mine is going to stay as a 3.5
because it's funny.
Okay, I guess. Oh man. The other one was 3.7. I'm not really digging what the sword is. The shield is kind of cool. But I think there's...
Elephant ass.
Elephant ass.
He fights with an elephant's ass. So we're going to take it down to 3.5.
Okay.
What? It goes down.
It goes down because he's fighting with an elephant ass.
That's
yes.
Hilarious, though.
I don't care.
Three.
It's oh, damn. Hating.
It goes down.
Hating on the elephant ass weapon.
Well, every picture
now,
I have to stare at an elephant's ass.
With this, I mean, we rate out of 5, so I could give it a 0, I can give it a 1, I can give it a 2, I can give it a 3, I can give it a 4, or I can give it a 5. But I'm going to give this thing elephant shit.
It's an elephant shit out of 5. All right, we are not.
How the hell am
Jared
I going to make that?
It's easy. You just you take a picture of an elephant jumping.
Already done out of fives on our previous Doctor Who stuff that me and Nick did, but
oh Jesus,
elephant shit
that
out
was
of
a long while back. Yeah, you just—it's literally you put a picture of an elephant
4.
Taking a shit out of five.
3.4 for that short and seal shield.
Sword and shit.
Sword and shit.
Ass.
Literally. Ass.
Nope. But, you know, that doesn't happen very often, but yes. Yes, you
welcome
are right.
To the ass episode.
Well, Bill
3.52.
Bill
moving
was
closest
on. Without going over. He gets to go to the showcase showdown.
Actually, there were two of you that had a 3.5.
This,
so.
I think this is Galrygin.
Gregin?
I think something like that, yeah.
It's a beetle! It's a skag beetle!
Yep, it's a big bad beetle Borg.
I don't actually have like a huge problem with him. He doesn't look awful. We've seen worse before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? We've seen? You think we've seen worse?
Cup and ball, Megan.
Shame, best weapon ever!
So,
now
literally,
I have to dig that out.
So, literally... We have seen worse. After seeing that monstrosity of derp.
Penis monster.
There was a penis monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, a chicken man.
Yes, you are correct. Yes,
but they're not as cool as Volcano Guy.
No, you said it wrong.
I'm sorry.
Volcano Guy.
But no. So this guy right here, he's cool. He's cool.
You just gave Scott a lot of extra work.
Yeah, I know.
Next.
Love you, buddy. He's got wheels!
He does. That way, if he falls on his ass, he can just drive around.
He can
around.
Just fly at you at mock speeds with fucking
drag his
10
back.
Wheels.
Well, I think there's tread behind.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, are those treads on the back of his arms?
So if he does fall, he'll still be able to keep moving.
Well, except for the piece on his back. That's
that piece on the back, you will drag. Yes, you are correct.
It's going to leave marks.
Next.
We're done. You
know what?
This guy gets a 3.5.
I'm noticing a pattern with these. I'm giving it a 3.5. Nothing has changed. Everything has been pretty consistent so far.
He's the guy I think I disliked that guy. I'm at a 3.
Okay. Well,
he barely made it.
Well, I'll go with a 3 as well.
Even if you didn't like him, a 3 is still a good rating.
I think he's
average for what this show is. Okay.
I don't know. I still say he's not terrible.
I think
along with all the rest of these that we've seen, he's at about a 3.7.
I mean, there's upside down wing mech. Wing mech.
3.34.
My nose is clogged up, so I can't say words right.
Oh, wow.
We need Shane to be butchering names left and right here.
Holy
hey,
shit.
Shane, go butcher a name.
Oh, Bill's doing a fine job.
I believe this is Hisho Henkai Tenkujin.
You see how much better that is than I would have done?
I know. That's why I wanted you to do it.
Oh, my God.
Snitches Starmek.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Star
I like
Man.
It. Oh, yeah.
Fighter of the Square Man.
Fighter of the Square Man.
Okay. Champion of the Sky.
Sky. Like how he stopped. He's like, wait.
You do realize that's how that song
yeah,
goes?
They do
yeah.
That.
Because it goes, Day Man. Fighter of the Night Man. Champion of the Sun.
Yeah, it's like they don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, wait.
Well, they were
on a roll there for a second.
They were just coming up with it out of nowhere.
Yep.
Next.
So wait, does that mean this mech is a master of karate?
Well, this was in our Ninja Storm, this was the Green Samurai's Zord.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Because he was very ninja starry. But
all
he was a samurai.
His, yeah, with
that
all of
makes
his
no
red.
Sense. You don't worry about it.
He should be the master of Bushido.
As far as I remember it was,
Nick,
but...
you're
you
forgetting
sure
rule number
Green
one
Ranger
of Sentai.
Don't view that plot hole.
You sure that
there
this
you
isn't
go.
Like a weapon that can become a mech?
No. I think this was his.
I don't hate this, necessarily.
Does he have a jet booster near his ass?
Sometimes you have to...
Yeah, sometimes you got to move fast.
No, sometimes you have too much Taco Bell.
And it makes you move fast.
Yeah.
You are correct. You are correct there. But no, movement-wise, because that's a large star on his chest.
His shoulders ain't going to move that well.
I don't think his arms are.
Well, actually, no, because look at the side bit. He's got plenty of space for his arms to be able to move. He just won't be able to, like,
do the
big arm raise attack that some of the mechs do. But he can at least, you know, pull back and punch somebody.
And he does have blades for hands.
Oh yeah, that does help.
Like they
he's
cover,
got the punching daggers.
Yep.
And then he's got these things down here. If he was able to, like, Muay Thai knee you,
he would stab you in the face.
I think this thing is awesome.
And now more work for Scotty.
He's pretty
cool.
Fuck
Muay Thai!
I doubt Scotty knows that reference. Yeah. I'm not shitting on him, but
no,
I would be surprised.
He's actually thinking. He has his thinking eyes going.
Scott's thinking eyes are the best.
I'm gonna be doing that when I'm putting this together, too. I'm like,
what the fuck is that? Because there's a lot of times that we'll reference something, and
I will have no clue.
He'll put one thing down like on the corner or whatever of what he knew we were talking about, and then the other things that I was like 100% perfect on the reference. Like, there have been guys that looked exactly like the Gims. Exactly. Like, so hardcore, like you'd think they ripped off Gundam. But Scotty doesn't really know Gundam.
And I would just throw up a Gundam.
So he would just throw up a picture. And it wouldn't be the Gim or the MS-06C or something like that. He doesn't know what any of that is.
Yeah, because Scotty actually, he got a hold of me. He was like, fuck. And I said, what, guy? And he goes, I'm in the middle of editing the video. What the fuck is Nosy? And I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
I was a little disappointed that we didn't get a picture of Nosy. I was sad.
I looked on Google. I looked everywhere. I couldn't find a Nosy.
He didn't know. He doesn't know what it is.
You got my message, though, right? Like, cause you
said it was from a 90s.
It was
video.
Like a 90s music video.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It was
how?
An obscure. It was an obscure 90s. I mean, it wasn't obscure to be fair, but by today's standards, it's an obscure 90s video of a character named Nosy.
I didn't know the song. Otherwise, I would have helped you out more.
Yeah,
Bill
has
that
would
saved
help.
On his computer.
If you would have asked Bill, he probably could have just got you a screenshot of it.
Yeah, I could not help you with that. I knew. If you said Nosy, I'm like, oh, I know exactly who that
is.
Yeah,
when I typed in Nosy, guess what? I found Mr. Men Nosy.
Yeah, he probably found a lot of weird stuff that had nothing to do with Nosy.
Fucking people creeping and shit. You're like,
right.
I don't know what's going on.
I couldn't find a man with a nose for head, so it's like, what the fuck?
Wait, did you try typing in man with nose for head?
I'm afraid of what you will find.
Scott's processing.
Don't worry. My computer is the tainted one. I shall look that up.
Anyway. But yeah, let's go to the next picture.
I should send Scott the greatest picture I have in my collection.
No.
Immediately, no.
No, 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 no. He said the greatest, not
next.
The greatest.
Shadow Clone Jutsu.
Oh, my.
Dude.
Oh, yeah, he does have that move,
that's
doesn't he?
Sweet.
Yes, because he's very. Because this is ninja.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Shane, you know what? When you have a cool dude, sometimes you need three of that cool dude.
Sometimes you do. It's true.
Or sometimes
but then
you need 100.
In Dragon Ball Z, they found a cheap way to explain that move is garbage. They were like, oh, but it cuts your power level between the three, and then you suck.
Yeah.
So,
except for Cell did four of them.
So
fine.
Shane.
That's how strong
when,
he was.
When you go to Google and you punch in man with nose forehead, you get a bunch of random-ass pictures of just random people's faces.
Forehead.
Oh, well, you would have had a hell of a time with this.
Yeah.
Well,
he could not find Nosy.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it was at least
nowadays.
Worth an idea.
But yeah, I like this dude. He can make clones of himself. He's ninja-like because this is a ninja show.
We only had the three pictures for this guy, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think he's done.
So next is...
Yep. All right, I got to give this dude a four.
I agree. It's a four.
I like him
a lot. I dig it.
I'm at a four, definitely.
I'm going four.
Okay. All right, Bill's thinking four. Should I be different? I think I'm going to be different.
Bill's probably going to go with
4.1.
I'm going to be the hater, 3.8.
Oh, okay.
Well, I still don't think he's great.
You think he's better than the other two?
Yes.
So far, he's the best that we've seen.
What's up, Kevin?
I'm going to basic math this like a motherfucker and give him a 4.2 so he gets just a straight 4.
A straight 4 for this Shuriken thing.
I think this is Karakuri Giant Senpu. Senpujin.
I'm sorry, I love that name.
Oh, it's the
See,
basic
that
Megazord.
That's the basic. Oh. That's the base Megazord.
That sword is way cooler than the elephant ass sword.
I think it's a. Is it a bird? It's a bird.
Yes,
yeah. It's a bird.
And in it's fact, a burb. I'm recognizing some of these, like the elephant and everything. I'm recognizing them from when we did the last thing and we talked about the 30 different animal mechs. That elephant, I remember that. And I remember that sword.
I believe that this, they, because their theme is ninja, animals, stuff like that, I believe that this Megazord, dude, it's been so long, but that chess piece comes out. It's an attack. But I also think that they use a lot of animals, different animals to change up their mech.
Yeah.
I believe, don't quote me, it's been so long since I've seen the show.
Because I seem to remember this bird sword thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's got the lion for his shoulder.
See, this is the Megazord piece that I almost built. I have all of it except for the chest piece because Shane is a dick.
What?
Sounds about right.
Okay. For all of those you know, I am a dick. That's not, he's not lying. The Red Ranger in Ninja Storm, his name is Shane. I'm the Red Ranger.
Oh.
And okay. I'm being a dick because he can't find him.
Yeah.
And he comes with the chess piece to create the Megazord.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. But Ninja Vanish!
He did too, motherfucker.
But next. No, this guy, I like this dude a lot. He's got a dolphin for another arm.
He's got the little slot on his back for when the chest piece.
So the bird around. The bird is the head, and he's got the dolphin for an arm, and he's got the
Wait
lion
a second.
For his shoulder.
Isn't there a move? Is it a dolphin kick or dolphin punch, dolphin dive? Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, that's dolphin kick.
Dolphin kick.
Damn.
Tifa's dolphin kick.
If only he had a dolphin foot.
Don't you mean a dolph foot?
No, that's extra. That's the end of the show right there.
Yeah. That's the insta kill.
The
main guy.
The only thing that would come close to that would be Dad's golden toe kick.
If this dude can perform a Lundgren kick, the fight is over.
And the main bad guy would be like, "What is that? Well, that's Dolph Lundgren. Nope, we're out, guys.
We're out."
No, that would be. This thing would, like, punt whatever monster Rita decided to show back up with and be like, "Monster grow, I'm on the moon, bitch!" And he'd be like, "Nope." And Rita's castle would explode at the same instant.
And by the way, for a quick 5-minute aside, Bill's dad literally got pissed off one time and barefoot kicked his metal fridge and dented in the entire fridge. So a legend grew that Bill's dad has a golden toe where if he gets pissed off, he will fly into the sky and come down and leave a crater anywhere in your city because he is mad and pissed off that you are doing wrong.
Oh, God.
So be good, damn it.
Oh, God, Scott, you're going to have to get a picture of Bill's dad kicking a metal fridge.
That's
okay,
impossible.
So first off,
yeah, that's impossible.
To, first
just
off,
find
you will
a
have
fridge.
To get a hold of your dad, have him kick another fridge while you're taking a picture.
I might be able to find somebody kicking a fridge, but that's...
Or you could go back in time with a cloaking device and take a picture of the exact moment.
Next.
No, because the reason he kicked in the fridge is because he didn't get McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah, he wants a fist
bump, he came back and he broke 3 fucking phones.
What's wrong? You there's something wrong.
There was. I already answered my own question by looking at it.
Okay.
What? Were you looking at the hand and made it look like he was giving you a thumbs up or something?
I thought he was pointing at me for a second because of the glare.
Ah, yep.
And I was like, I've never seen one of them do that.
No, he just wants a fist bump like all the others.
Yep.
Fist bump.
It honestly almost looked like a thumbs up to me until I noticed
I like
the other
this
part.
Mech a
I was
lot.
Like, oh, never yep. mind.
I like this mech a lot, he's like, to be yeah. fair. And this is the starting one. This is one they start with.
I dig this one a lot more than the other two.
Next.
He's letting off some steam, guys.
Yeah, he's booing it up. He's angry.
Is he using his smoke bomb attack?
Ninja Vanish!
I'm just wondering. I never watched this one, so...
Dude,
you gotta remember, I stopped at, I think it was like Zero or In Space.
Tatsu over here needs to calm his tits.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
That's... Yeah, it's still pretty sweet looking.
He is awesome. He is awesome.
We also haven't seen a toy yet, so.
I'm digging that helmet.
Oh, it's coming.
You like that helmet? You like the bird helmet?
Yes, yeah. I really do.
Am I going to be very disappointed with the toy?
Next.
No, not really.
Oh, my gosh.
That sword looks
that
like
sword
it's angry.
Is pretty dope.
It looks like it's got angry eyes.
It's angry face sword.
You know, now that I'm looking at it.
You don't like the dolphin for the arm?
No. While this is kind of cool, you ever seen the cartoons with the punching glove and they push
yep.
the button? You notice?
Yep, that's yeah. what happened with the sword.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome. Dude, Bill, how douchey would it be to not have the sword extended and just run up and just stab a little bit into a monster
also,
and then press the button?
I never noticed this as a kid.
Just whoosh.
And it took until now to notice this. But if you look at its feet, he's wearing the samurai sandals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever noticed that? I have never noticed that.
I noticed it.
Next. Those are called tabby, right?
Although, don't get me wrong, that was...
I don't know the actual name for him, but...
There's your toy.
Oh, my God.
Why did he got fat.
That is atrocious.
Hopefully the legacy one's better.
Holy God.
I'm filled with sorrow.
The legacy will not be better, because... Here's the thing about the toys. That one cool thing that I was able to put together, the toys, had been slimmed down because all they had to do was worry about making the Megazord look cool, like the show. This, the individual toys have to look like the individual toys. And when you put them together...
He gets fat.
In reality, if this Zord existed, that is what it would look like in the real world, because you can't just change the mass of the guys that were put together to slim them down to fit them in a cool costume and make them work as a Megazord. Well, that's what he would actually look like.
Then here's what you do. You keep them in dolphin, bird, and lion form.
Forever.
And then you're like what's that? Like, oh, that's a Megazord. You should put it together.
No.
Yeah,
because that's what happens with a lot of these. Like, all those tower guys looked dumb because they wanted that big tower guy to look cool.
And he did.
And in order to make that happen with the toys, everyone had to look stupid as shit.
Yep.
So they could make the final guy look cool as
shit. Sometimes the cool guys get the derp toys.
Next. Oh,
God.
Oh, man.
I hate it.
It's so bad.
I hate it.
Oh, I shouldn't have had all those Big Macs.
I mean, it's nice and shiny. If it wasn't so fat, and I hate to say that, but if it wasn't so bulky, it would be awesome.
It's straight up awful. Next.
There we go.
And we're done with them.
Toy did you no favors at all.
I really like the mech, but the toys are terrible.
He gets a 3.5. He would have got higher, but the toy, we have to judge it. I mean, if I can't change my mind, I rated the pyramid because of the toy.
Yep. And I'll have
to
say.
You just love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 also, because that's sad facing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm at 3.5. I would have been at 4.
I would have been around 4 myself.
Those toys kill these dudes.
I'd go about 3.6.
And you could say...
You would have to be different and actually make me do the math.
you could
actually,
say,
you know what? No, fuck it. 3.4. That way then it's an even 3.5, because fuck you.
There you go. You could 3.5 for that one.
You could argue that I shouldn't be grading on the idea that I've seen the toy, but here's the truth of it. We grade on a couple of scales. The practicality, sometimes if it looks like the thing can't function, no matter how well it functions in the show,
upside down
we mark
wings.
It down. We talk about how it doesn't make any sense. It takes you out of the moment and makes you laugh at the mech or whatever. And then other times, it can be as simple as, I don't like cars.
Turbo.
And then other times, we see the toy, which is the most practical device. It's like holding the unit in your hand and being able to turn it around and see it in a 3D spec. Like, seeing the Enterprise is cool. Having it on your mantle and getting to look at all the little details makes it that much cooler. But when you have him on your mantle and you get to see all the details, it works in reverse. He's not cool.
Like a pyramid.
Now, the Megazord, the toy, no matter how unfunctional that toy is, the
swear
toy
to God,
still
I'm
gonna
looks, hit you with this fucking power strip.
The toy still looks really cool. And believe it or not, though you might laugh at it, that pyramid makes perfect sense. Because if you put that on your mantle in the pyramid form, what is he? He's a big gold pyramid that just sits there. And in the show, he was a big gold pyramid that just sat there. So if I took a little candlelight in a dark room and put a candle in front of it, he would look like he did in the show. He's right.
No, I liked the pyramid form when he was a pyramid, but when he became a mech form,
when he stood up, awkward.
I did not like it, and that's what ruined it for me.
Yep.
But the whole like what you're saying, certain like cars, it's not creative. It's not creative.
Well, you could argue that it is because a lot of people like Transformers.
But that's the thing right there. A lot of people like Transformers, which means it's already been done. I'm sorry. It's not as unique as it used to be. If you make a fucking
dolphin... then you could argue that because of Voltron, none of this stuff is...
Okay, Voltron had fucking cats. Or I'm sorry, lions.
Yeah, they were
Five magical lions.
I'm not...
Which, to be fair, I finally started it. I'm five episodes in.
Good on you.
And that, that new Voltron, that is pretty fucking solid.
Yeah, but I watched all season three last night since it came out.
Seven episodes, very short series.
They're kind of hit and miss for me. Like, some of them are awesome, and others are just like, I don't really give two flying fucks about this episode.
Very solid. I'm
impressed.
However,
at the same time, I was also watching it while I was trying to edit, so, I mean, that could just be my fault.
Okay, we got Karakuri Warrior. Wow. Furei Maru.
Is there a wow in that title? Because that would be awesome.
It felt like a wow when I saw that. When I saw the way that that name was, yeah. What the poo? That's
whoa.
Weird.
What the hell just happened with that?
He opened it with the wrong program.
No, it's a weird type of picture. I can't do anything but open it with that program.
It's a GIF file.
Yeah, it's a GIF.
Oh. And Bill's got to wake up.
Bill, wake up.
I'm woked up.
Grab a brush and put on a little makeup.
But I left the keys upon the table.
Why?
You wanted to.
Leave the keys upon the table.
I wanted to.
I don't think you trust in...
Oh, my.
That's okay.
I can't fix this.
So,
this is what you guys are looking at.
Suicide.
This is it.
I have an idea. If you open that up in Internet Explorer, it'll fix it.
Actually, he's kind of right. It might.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it will, because it's a GIF image.
This is a lot to go through for one tiny image.
But we need to see it, Bill.
Oh,
it's
so
there.
Dumb.
Ah.
I can't.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah, that helped a whole lot. Right here. This is pretty good.
Is it?
Huh. This is it. This is what the image is.
Control-Alt-Plus is how you would zoom in? Or?
I don't give a fuck.
All right,
done
whatever.
With this
Next.
Picture. Next.
Okay, there we go.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No.
That's
a
JPEG.
Yeah, but it's still in the...
It was just the first picture.
Son of a bitch.
Okay.
So this is the Moon Ninja mech.
I like
Holy him. Shit, look at his legs.
Now that I'm looking at him, is he the head to the other dude? See where that moon?
Hmm. Possibly, yes.
Are these look like hands.
Dude, he will kick the shit out of you.
They look
this
like
dude did not skip leg day, Shane. This dude only has leg day.
He's like, guys,
dude, you need to beef up your arms a little bit. Fuck you! I will kick you to the moon and back.
His legs are ridiculous, but you know, other than that, he looks pretty cool. You got the fucking crescent moon.
The really shitty thing is, if you knock this guy over. And he actually lands on his back, he will never get up. Because his arms could not push him up.
Actually, from what I'm
looking
at...
I'm pretty sure he'd be able to do a kip-up, no problem.
I'm thinking that, man, the weird way that he is designed, and he's designed weird, that is a hand.
It is.
These are hands. They could just let go of his legs. Then he would have super skinny legs. It would be like Rock Lee... When he takes the leg weights off.
Start blitzing around everywhere.
Next.
But see now
he's
that,
pointing.
Hey, Seth.
What?
We're coming for you, Nick.
I don't think he's actually pointing.
We're coming for you, Nick.
I think that's that weird thing above his hand, the punchy thing.
Actually, no, Scotty, it would be you. No.
See, at least this picture looks a bit better for those weird leg things for the where the hands are supposed
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
You know what? No, I'm going to go ahead and say he's pointing.
He really looks like he's pointing.
He's like,
don't make me come down there.
I literally am fucking flying.
I jumped up here. That don't mean I can't come back down.
That was like a finger.
That doesn't help at all.
It kind of still looks like a finger.
Yeah,
it
still looks like a finger.
I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure that's that blue guard above his hand.
He's coming to diddle you, Bill. Because
I think that right there
is
his fist.
Oh, so it's the diddler?
Yep, it's the diddle mech.
I don't know.
I still like it.
Next.
Is he green?
And Ninja Signs!
Oh!
Is he green and has question marks all over his body?
He's using fingers.
Yeah, he does have fingers.
So he was pointing.
He might have literally been pointing.
This guy is already cool because he points.
Next.
Well, they all have the ability to point.
Yeah, but this one actually does.
I'm giving this guy a 4. I like it. One picture.
I will give this guy a 4-3.
4-3, Bill.
Yep, because I like him way better than I like the elephant ass.
3.2.
4.
I
did. I'm sorry. His weird giant yellow legs and something about
Bill,
him I was not digging.
Shin armor.
Yeah.
Skipping leg day is not an option.
Not when you're ninja.
Not when you're that motherfucker.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you were to take the hands off of him, something tells me I'd probably give this dude like a 4.7, 4.8, but with those fucking things on there, nah, I'm going to give him about a 3.8. So
that's still not that bad.
No, it's not that terrible, but it...
Bill was the hater this time.
3.86.
So he's currently leading the force, isn't he? What's this one, Bill?
This is Revolver Gurai Senpujin.
Because this gun
is the
best gun?
And looks like he's tied with someone else.
He's riding a giant woolly mammoth.
Shane, I'm reminded of a time when I asked you...
Oh, no, wait, no, he's not. My fucking history is ass backward.
I said, Shane, have you ridden the elephants? And you said, yes, Bill, I have. And I said, were they majestic and shit? And you responded... I have painted their faces.
Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
I rode the fuck out of some elephants. I love this then. Because you reminded me of that,
well,
this makes it all the better.
Dude, Shane looked
I'm sorry, but the second Bill said, yeah, I turned to Shane and I said, did you ride the elephants? I was about to be like, no, but he did ride Pumbaa over at Toys R Us. I think we still have that picture somewhere.
Now you... And
we have that video
and I'm
clip.
Not as young as you want me to be.
What?
Pumbaa, riding it is a kid's ride.
Yes.
And I was 20-something years old when I rode it.
It was pretty sweet.
I got to tell you, I might just put that up on the website right now as a website exclusive.
The Pumbaa?
Yes.
Pumbaa okay. I think I still have the one with him wearing like the weird-ass glasses at like Target
I thought
whatever.
That was his... Picture for a while.
Oh, was it?
I think it is with the weird glasses.
Yes, oh, okay. Yeah, no, you're right.
Because I have
Minion
glasses on.
Yeah, he has Minion glasses on the website.
I have that.
Yeah, it's fair. The second it was recorded, I knew the embarrassment would happen eventually.
And
see, I dug my own grave there.
And you can thank me for recording that.
All right. So back to this thing.
Now, look at
this question.
Okay, I have one question, too. When they get bored, do they go down the slide?
Actually,
yeah, I noticed
that's part of my question because it's got the revolver chamber right there, and it's got that little ramp thing.
Is
like,
it an escalator?
What does it shoot out?
Balls.
No, Bill, it can't be an escalator.
No,
the escalator is broken. It can only become stairs. Sorry for the convenience.
That right
by
here,
the way, put up a Mitch Hedberg picture
that right
there
here
for that.
Behind that. Is going to be where the round is being fired. I'm assuming it just travels down this. I'm just wondering what the hell it is that they fire. Is it like balls? Is it? Is it like tiny people?
It shoots balls out of its mouth.
I don't fucking know. That's why I'm asking the
question.
Hold
on, here's...
I've never seen the show.
But Shane, or not Shane, sorry, Nick, is it balls of steel?
It could be.
I can't claim anything to the actual functionality of this, but it's pretty sweet.
Oh, it doesn't function worth a shit.
But it looks cool as
fuck. I promise you, he's not moving at a brisk pace.
It's going to try and fire
He's got wheels. It
doesn't matter. I'm sorry.
It looks like there's a slot machine on the side here.
Yeah. Bill, pachinko.
You are adding so much.
You have to throw your money in, play the pachinko machine. Hopefully you get the good prize to shoot out its mouth.
But
hopefully the good prize also kills the monster you're fighting.
But
and if not, Setzer will come down and stomp on top of it until he gets the good shit.
Cheek, cheek, cheek. Ah, there we go. We're good.
That was awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But this thing is cool. I like it. Is it... But, Bill, does it rival... Or come close to rivaling the ultimate...
No.
It's not close?
Not even close.
No.
Okay. Because it is riding an elephant.
Dolph Lundgrenosaurus is too fucking awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is majestic.
If anything, this might be
This is just majestic.
Yeah.
You could paint his face.
I'm giving this a 4.3 because
I'm giving
of the
this
majesty.
Thing a 4. 4 is good. I'm liking the 4.
Yeah, I'm 4.2. For some reason, I love that.
This series seems to have a lot of...
We haven't given them a bad one yet.
The lowest one was a 3.2, and that was you.
That was from me. And I was the only one to hate on that one.
I thought it was... Yes. By. We've never went under a 3 in this episode.
No, we haven't gone under a 3. Scott's giving a
4.12.
4.12 for that
shit.
Revolver.
Oh, I think this guy's winning.
And now the revolver mammoth itself.
And so
because we forgot completely about the dude writing it.
Yeah.
No, I knew that was part of it.
I mean, he was cool anyways. So.
I don't know, dude.
Are those like little tiny guns on the front?
Sometimes you gotta walk.
More than likely, yeah.
Okay,
I like it.
Next,
I really want to know what
there's
the
toy.
Fuck it shoots.
And
the
it looks
toy
just
actually
as,
looks cool.
Yeah, it looks just as bulky. There's nothing lost on the toy.
It's supposed to be bulky,
right?
Like, I wonder if the. If the revolver chamber actually spins.
Next.
I think it does.
Yeah.
See, now
It's like their base that shoots out the Zords.
Oh!
Oh, the little round things. I think
Okay, yeah, that's cool. I actually dig that.
Okay, this thing has just gotten even cooler.
Well, it does have a revolver in the name, too, so...
Yeah.
Next.
That's it.
But we also now know it's not a slot machine, because each side actually has the symbol for it, so...
Elephant.
Okay, without the man... I'm at a 4. There's something about the mech riding it that made it even cooler, but it's still very solid. I like that.
I'll give it a 4, too.
I'm staying at 4.
Like, 4.
4.
Also.
Okay, hold on. I got to make sure I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, that's everybody. Divided by 4.1.
So he's only slightly cool.
No, to me, it was cooler without the dude riding it.
That's legit.
The Zord on the back, it's not as majestic as Dolph Lundgren,
Ultimate
Daizujin.
Revolver Tenrai Senpujin.
Oh, God.
Oh,
what
wow.
The fuck is going on with this?
It has everything on it.
Yeah, it has the everything.
Why is there why is there a tornado bumblebee coming out of its trunk now?
That's a bee
Because
top.
The little girl was busy making that music video, that's why.
Got a bee top with a dude with a sword, dude.
All right, this guy is
that?
Actually... That's a Starman.
Starman fish thing.
Okay.
It's a starfish.
Okay,
man.
Bill.
Dolphin missile.
Okay, Bill. That poor elephant.
Actually, wait. That might be a flower.
That poor elephant is being used and abused.
Next.
Holy shit.
Okay, this is better.
This is bad as
that,
fuck.
No, I'm sorry. The picture didn't do it justice. The toy did this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the toy just rocked the fuck out of it. Oh, but
no
the bumblebee is gone.
He lost its bee.
Wait
not
a minute. Hold
bees.
Up. No. Hold up. Is the bee on top of the guy's helmet?
No.
Damn. I was about to say, because if it's the top of his helmet, that would explain where it went.
It might still be in the chamber, or it might have gotten fired off and spun away.
Okay, the toy made it look better.
Yeah, I think
I'm
that's
sorry,
actually
that
supposed to be a flower.
I'm sorry, that picture made me question a lot. But the toy made it, fixed it. Is there anything else?
Next.
Nope.
That was it. That's all you've got to go on.
This gets a 4.8.
Damn.
This thing's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree to that.
Holy shit.
4.5.
Okay. I thought it
looked
good.
Tell me that wasn't cool, Bill.
It was cool, but remember, too much can hurt you.
That wasn't too much on that toy.
It was a little tacky. I don't care what anybody says. And you can agree with me. I see you smiling. I'm giving it a 3.5. It's going down.
I'm at 3.7, yeah.
To me, it got tackier.
To me, it looked like a samurai riding a giant war mammoth.
We got a new winner.
It looked like that guy 4.26 up there.
4.26 for this revolver.
Bill, he didn't need to. He was the big-ass gun version.
No, he didn't have any guns. He was just wearing all the Starman shit so his arms couldn't move. And he was
guns.
Weighing... As far as I'm concerned, the only thing he was doing was weighing the elephant down.
That way the mammoth thing could just pop back a little bit and shoot up into the sky.
But if your enemy is on the ground, that's pointless.
No, because then you get extra force from its falling landing on top of the enemy.
No, that's torque. He's the only one I know that ever did that.
No.
See? You never know. Could happen.
All right, next up is...
Senpujin Horrier.
Horrier?
Yeah.
He's Horrier.
It's H-U-R-R-I-E-R, Horrier. Something like that.
Oh, it's like the thin version of the...
This is like... I've been working on my abs a lot, Max.
This is like when Majin Buu works out.
I didn't skip anything.
And he's
sexy, I worked
and
out
I know
everything.
Hold on.
I know, so I see your face, Bill.
Bill. This thing. Bill. I want you to make sure that you work on your abs so when you're nice and ripped for when I stab you with a knife. Fucking Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger.
I believe that this guy looks derpy.
Thank you for not making me be the one to say it.
Well, I know what he is, but there's something about it without all the armor. He just... Yeah, okay.
He looks like he has scales.
For once, we know this thing can fucking move.
Wait a second. Yeah.
It can function.
What?
What are you doing?
Okay...
You know, I don't know why, and I hate to take his score up for you.
Oh, okay.
But let's say that Final Fantasy worked a deal with Sentai.
Okay.
And did a crossover. This guy looks like the Dragoon Kane Megazord.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I thought you were going to go Aquaman with him. But.
No, if you change that lion head on his shoulder to a dragon's head, it'd be perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he's got the winged helmet like the Dragoon wings.
Mm-hmm. And the way his armor is, the way those plates
like
come
mail.
Down.
Yep.
Oh, some bitch.
I think Shane just bumped it up a little bit.
Okay.
You seeing it?
He is looking Dragoon-y.
Wait.
But it's
do
still,
we get to see the weapon
it's
with this
derp
guy?
Dragoon.
Yeah,
is
next.
It a lance?
No.
Damn it. Because if it was a lance, I would have laughed hysterically.
Okay, well, this picture's better, and
yeah,
I do see
side.
It right here. Like, the way this plates in.
Yeah, because I was looking at that, and the way that it plated in and kind of looked like scales, I was thinking he was something like, an,
okay,
like
I'm
out
sorry.
Of Aquaman
I'm noticing
or something.
Something, and I'm going to get a lot of crap for this. But what's with the yellow dick?
That...
Yeah, he does. Dick. It's right here.
Is it shoot a beam? Is it cock
he has a
beam?
Strange yellow.
I don't know why it's there.
Thing there.
Does he have a cock beam?
And it was in the other
there.
Picture too. It's not a mistake. There is a yellow.
I don't. What is it? It's bothering me.
A yellow
me.
Dot.
He has a yellow chode.
God. Oh god, it's really actually bothering me a little bit. I don't know what it is.
Don't worry, there's more pictures.
Well, he doesn't either, but he is scheduled to see the doctor.
Oh, let's hope it's something serious. We don't want to have robotic testicular cancer. That would be all
rusted nuts.
It burns when he pees.
are going to have to remove it. Oh, no.
Will I get a replacement?
No.
But how can I have robot children?
Because that's literally what they told me.
Stop and repeat what you... You can't have kids. You're a robot. Next. Why do you have balls? Okay.
See?
He's about to throw the fuck down.
Okay. I don't think I hate this dude.
I hated that first picture.
Yeah, that first picture was kind of hurting him, but man, he's getting better with every image.
And we now know that he could actually function and move.
Oh, easily. He probably has the best functionality in real life.
Because he doesn't have all that armor.
Yeah.
He can. You know he moves like a motherfucker.
He's about to fuck somebody's world.
Oh, next. Yeah. Oh,
dude,
shit.
Wow. Shane.
That's
he's
kind of
like
sweet.
Your 14 character right now.
Dude.
Yeah, the
except
boot.
I don't have fucking boot blades.
Boot blades.
Yeah, that's true. He's way cooler than your guy.
If I had boot blades, then yes, it would be amazing. Okay, this guy's better now. Sorry, first...
I still wish he would have had a lance, but that's still pretty fucking
sweet.
Dude,
this is awesome. Man, this
I thought he was going to get shit on. That first picture hurt him real bad.
But
next.
Every subsequent picture made him even cooler.
Oh, look, jumps high.
Like a ninja.
A deadly flying ninja.
Yeah, you got to be careful with those. Dude, yeah, he's better. He's better now. I had to.
I would
next.
Hate to be the poor bastard
oh,
to get shit.
Oh, here's a toy.
You know, that toy's actually not super terrible. Oh,
it's not awful.
The
definitely
I mean,
could
seen
be
worse.
Better.
Yeah, the weapons suck, but I mean, him in general?
He's fatter.
Yeah, but
the toy does make him fatter and less
functional.
It's not as
terrible as some of the others.
I let myself
mainly
go.
His legs.
Yeah.
His
the
legs
is what suffers
fatter.
On this
he
toy.
Didn't work out on legs.
See,
yeah.
This is what happens when
no,
they take the pictures of the Zords on, like, you know,
let himself go.
The middle of January after they've already had Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that time to get fat.
Oh, my God.
Spinning wheel of death attack.
It's Axel.
I was going to say fucking yeah. Axel mech.
Hey, dude, it's
by the
power
way,
stance.
If you didn't get that one, referencing Twisted Metal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hopefully people have played that.
Next.
That's it.
Okay. No,
I got to throw it to Scott just in case I'm being a jackass.
Okay.
So, what the hurry or get?
Oh, the first picture hurt it. I was going to give it the lowest score yet. But I can't just... It actually turned out to be really freaking cool. The toy kind of sucked a little bit. Hurts it a little bit, in my opinion. So I give it a 3.9. He would have gotten over a 4.
I think I'm going to have to be the opposite because, like, as it was going, he was getting better and better and better and better. It was to the point where, like, the bird helmet was the only thing kind of messing with me, like his actual helmet. But I was like, if I look past that, he's definitely a 5. But then once we started getting into the toy pictures, like especially that last one where he's sitting in the metal ring, it's like,
okay,
are you really about to, like, is that an attack where you're going to fucking cartwheel into the enemy and hope they don't fucking move? Like, what the fuck?
Dude.
Cartwheel into the
enemy?
So that sucks, right, but I got to drop him down to, like, a 4.4.
You do realize that the enemies in this show just stand there. So
yeah, they
it
don't
will,
move out
it
of the
will
way.
Work.
It will work, but it doesn't make any sense at all.
Anybody with brains would just be like,
no, yeah. No, Shane, it's like, see,
because then he keeps going.
Shane,
how do you stop?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's the thing. Sentai and Final Fantasy have already done a crossover. What happens when you summon a monster? What happens when Yuna just walks up and goes, I'm going to summon this thing? Does the monster come up and go, slap?
No.
They just stand there as Yuna goes, here's Bahamut. Bromp him.
Well, you have to wait for your turn.
I don't know. You play in Final Fantasy VIII, they just kill it.
Well, that's as you're summoning it.
That's right.
I know. You shut up.
4.7.
Oh, right. I forgot I'm still doing. Okay.
Scott gave it a real high rating, 4.7.
He did.
4.9.
Yeah. Oh, somebody has to be better than somebody else.
It's not perfect because of the toy, but that mech is fucking sweet.
Oh, he just wound up to you. What are you going to do about it?
He didn't one-up me.
No, I'm looking at Scott. Oh,
I'm not doing it to one-up Scott.
He literally targeted you.
No.
What's this one?
No.
It's the toy made it
I'm missing a score.
I would say this
is 4.2.
This is a pretty perfect mech.
So oh, wow. I was
it's functional, got sweet blades.
4.42.
Okay. We are on
so I
Tenku
think
Gurai Senpujin.
I love that name.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
What the fuck happened to his arm? He got an arm transplant. Yeah, I got wait. Here's what happened.
What animal
he got,
is that?
I think he got into a fight on Cloud City. I think that's what happened.
No, what happened was he got his arm blown off by a Kabilha Bilha and had to transmutate 20-some-odd mithril daggers into a new arm.
I'm trying to figure out what animal that is because he lost his dolphin.
I just think it's a giant fucking metal arm.
Well, he's got fans on it, so...
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if those are not guns, then he just got airman's power.
He blows him.
So, he blows. Is that what you're saying?
He's the power to push others away.
Hey, up in the sky, Bill, 10 miles high. A man stands above the city.
That he will destroy.
Oh.
I think that's just a big-ass, like, double laser cannon, maybe.
Oh, yeah, sorry, next.
Oh, my God.
No, I still see the dolphin. Dolphin tail's back there.
Oh, it is. Oh, by the way, this is still awful, by the way. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one that thinks this is awful.
There is just too much going on with this toy.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what some of those fucking pieces are.
I yabba-dabba-do.
Feel like maybe he did get Airman's power. He has the power to push Shane away.
Yeah. See, he's the worst thing we've seen so far, easily.
Yeah, I'm going to give...
With only two pictures, I'm ready to rate.
It's 2.5.
Wow.
There's way too much going on with that.
All right, he's got a 2.
Yeah, I'll agree with the 2.
2.
Damn, he just got shit on
hard. He's the only one that we've seen that sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, he probably does cool shit.
And to be fair, a 2 from me is being generous.
I'm at a 2 as well. I did not dig that. Something about that was not...
So, okay... This series seems...
I get he's a...
It's just a he's an ultra super mega mech.
I was going to say a barrage mech.
Hold
he's
on,
literally
let me,
specifically for shooting a bunch.
And to be fair, all it was an upgrade. It was just a replacement arm to put another arm in. It was still the same mech earlier.
Oh, that's what happened. I accidentally hit enter twice. Okay.
It was slight changes. It was still the same mech from earlier.
2.1.
It was slight changes.
2.1 for that thing?
Yeah. But I was confused because somehow I came out with a 10.5. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Jesus, broke the system without
No, it's because I hit enter twice. So it basically it took it and then doubled it. So when I tried to divide by 5, it was like, no, you need to divide by 10, dumbass.
I,
like, oh,
I believe okay. This is Tenku Gaoraijin.
Right, let's see if this is better.
Tenku Gaoraijin.
Tupow.
Well, that's where.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. That's where. Yep.
He is a step up from the last one. I will tell you that.
He's Airman.
Bill.
Like legitimately, that's Airman.
He can't,
yeah.
He can't get hurt because he just blows you away.
Leaves, Shane.
Yeah.
Leaves.
Yeah. We just throw leaves at him and he's
dude,
dead.
Dude, when you're at the dojo ninjing it up and the leaves are falling, you call him. He's like.
Nope.
My God. No,
leaves,
he's dead.
Leaves
no, leaves kill him.
Well, that's how you kill Airman.
Yep.
Leaves.
Well,
you literally drop into the room, you don't move a pixel, and you pop the leaf shield. And he'll jump over to you, and you go, leaf shield, leaf shield, leaf shield, dead. Win game.
Let me throw a leaf
or at least
into a fan and
level.
See if this really works, because I don't think it does.
It depends on what order you do
it
in.
Oh, it so
yeah,
works.
No, in video game logic, it works. In real life logic, if I throw a leaf, into a fan, it's not going to clog it.
I would laugh my ass off if 2 years from now, Shane is sitting in his home, and he puts the fan in the window, and a leaf falls off the tree.
Just
it's his fan. It's like,
weed.
And fucking all of a sudden, there's all this smoke everywhere, and his fan engine is all broken.
And then I'm like, what the fuck?
He has to come to the next show and be like, so I was sitting at home, and I have to apologize.
Well, you know what? No, because I will sit there, and I will see that the fan got clogged by one leaf. I'll be like, they can never know.
They can never know.
Yeah, yeah, Shane would
Except
say they can never know.
Unfortunately for you, that would be the
find
moment.
Out somehow.
No, unfortunately for Shane, that would be the moment that I'm coming over, hang out. They'd be like, Shane, what happened? Nothing! Fan broke. Piece of shit.
Next.
How'd the fan break, Shane?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It looks like there's a dude standing on his shoulders.
Yeah, that's because that's the Zord that was his fucking arm earlier.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. But this looks like a guy is laying on top of him.
It's like he's
trying to,
like...
Those are his legs.
Oh, fuck! Now that makes... No. This completely makes sense now. This one attached to the other one.
Wait a minute.
That's how he... Because that's how he still had the fucking dolphin arm, but then the fucking... The stupid leaf blower on his back became the full-length arm because all the wheels and tracks and shit were all around his arms and legs.
Oh.
May make sense.
So this motherfucker split into pieces and fused with the other one.
This one, no.
Leaf blower.
Fuck.
Next.
I'm sorry.
Ugh.
Since we're getting towards the end, they're getting derpy.
Yeah, it's getting a bit weird.
They're getting derpy. Oh, he's got a claw.
Pinch! Pinchy,
he's got
pinch.
No, that's not even one of those fucking pinchy claws. That's one of those stupid
bottle openers.
No, the fucking Star Trek weapon.
Batleths?
I think, yeah. Because he's holding it with his hand.
No,
that is not his hand. He is holding it.
Yes,
it is a weapon.
I know, but a batleth is a long weapon.
It's a short batleth.
Fucking Star Trek.
Don't you be shit Star Trek.
To a batleth?
I already got a whole bunch of other shit on my plate I gotta watch. I ain't got time to watch 37 fucking seasons of one goddamn show.
You don't. You need to watch one episode.
Just watch. Just Google.
You just need one episode.
Just Google batleth.
I know what it is. My brain does not work.
I'm waiting because you just summed up Star Trek into one episode.
Oh, no. I was talking about batleths.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't wait to hear this.
I'm going to say, I have watched one episode.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're getting at.
I have watched several
episodes. Just to know what a batleth is, you need one episode. It's
I played the fucking game! I know what it is!
I'm not talking to you, you fat fuck!
Damn, it's getting real!
And you walked in
Christ.
At the perfect moment.
So all I'm trying to do is explain. I know what the fuck the damn
By the
thing
way,
is. I'm
I was
saying
telling
that's what
for
it
our
looks
viewers,
like.
You dumbass.
By well, the then way. Fucking
yes.
Specify.
I tried.
You keep looking at me going, watch an episode.
Yeah,
watch one
no,
episode.
I turned to
keep
him to
eye contact.
Code
watch one episode.
Shit just got real.
I will slap you like Sheba.
By the way, I think he has hip cannons.
What?
He's firing from the hips. And Seth is done.
You, sir, are the derpy of some.
No, actually, once you see the next image, you'll be done.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm just going to rate it now. This guy gets a 1. I retract that. This guy gets less than a 1. He gets a 0.5.
Oh, my. What in the hell?
The toy fucked up.
I don't even know if I want to give it a 0.5.
Shane!
Christmas
it is Christmas
morning.
Fucking morning!
I don't like Christmas.
Shane became Jewish.
Oh, did he get 7 of them?
I don't believe in anything.
No belief! Then you don't exist.
Oh my God! That might be... You know what? You know what? I watched this show, right?
I know. It's bad.
I watched this show.
See, I
this is already canceled out there.
It's called The Nostalgia Critic, okay? I've watched it.
I've watched him as
and
well.
I watched him review this this movie.
Okay.
Called The Room.
Okay.
And during this movie, there is a moment.
Okay.
Where Tommy Wiseau puts on the greatest acting you have ever seen. In all of acting ever.
Okay.
When he walks out and he's like, I did not hit her. I did not. That's bullshit. Oh, hi, Mark. Now, when that scene happens, he said, no, don't play it again. That is the worst piece of acting ever put on film. And then it shows it again. And at the end, it goes, oh, and it says, you have reached enlightenment. complete, utter shittiness. This guy right here, I'm gonna give him the highest fucking praise that our show can give. He is the worst toy that our Sentai show has ever covered.
So far.
Ever. He gets the golden turd.
Again, for now.
Good luck finding that.
Oh, might not be that hard.
Because right now, he is king. He stands on top of Shit Mountain, blowing the fans so no one else can climb it.
Funny shit.
Nobody
mountain
wants to
be
because they'll smell the shit.
Oh,
mountain.
No, Shit Mountain won't be too difficult. Either go to Jurassic Park and find the pile of shit.
That's a big pile of shit, or
go to Cinemassacre and watch the old You Know What's Bullshit and try to find that pile from after once the cow walks out.
Oh, we're still on this? I had time to go take a piss. Bill was explaining that this is King of Shit Mountain.
Why do you think I gave it a 0.5? I'm being generous with the 0.5.
All right, Bill. Let's get next to this.
Shane?
That's the end of it.
There's nothing else.
Oh.
That was it.
Even if there was something else, there's nothing else.
Let's do this. Shane, 0.
Oh, you're adding.
Adding to the list.
I'll be sure to add this image to your list.
No shit.
Well, the list is going to eventually expand.
Oh, my.
And I'm sorry, but this show had a fucking roll. It was going so well.
Yeah, it was going good.
Then we got to these sets. All right.
Combining with the fucking
really
others.
Good. All right, fucking sweet. Uh-oh, we're hitting that point. Oh, no.
No, we did not gradually hit that point. This is a motherfucking brick wall at 80 miles
because
an hour.
The last one, I gave it a 2. While a 2 is not a great score, it's a score. This guy gets nothing. He's literally ass.
So 80 miles because at 88, we could have just gone back in time and not done this.
Yeah. It was literally this is great. We hit the fence and broke through it and then realized with this motherfucker, there ain't nothing there. We're dropping down the cliff. It's a nice, like, 1,000-foot fucking fall into the Grand Canyon with this motherfucker.
Oh,
we're just going down.
We're just gonna suffer.
Because this motherfucker, 0.
I had a golden opportunity and I ruined it. I ruined it.
Zero.
No, you had a golden opportunity too. Do you know what happens when you look like crap, Megazord? Do you know what? You know what happens when you look like crap?
You get on the list.
You just made the list. My list. But you
yeah.
Get,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Golden opportunity, and I ruined it.
That's whatever.
Sorry, you made it.
You have saved it.
I tried.
Bill, okay, Bill, what do you got? Because so far all we have is a 0.5 for this guy's score.
Bill's giving it a 0. If Bill gives it anything higher than a 0, then that means he had faith in it.
That means it got some form of Christmas.
I already didn't like the Zord itself. I was already sitting at like a 1 or a 2. Like, I was not liking that guy at all. And then that happened.
I think, is there
you
more
know
of
what?
That guy? I think there's more of that guy. Is there more of that guy? There's more of that guy.
What did he get?
Right now, I'm the only one that gave him anything, and it was a point.
Well, it depends on what Seth gives it.
I already gave it a 0.
You three gave it a 0. I gave it a 0.5. And I'm still debating if I'm just going to drop it to a full 0.
Oh, him? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're still waiting on me.
That guy right
there. That guy got a 0.1.
That guy right there is Dr. Emmett Brown testing the time machine. He hit 87 miles an hour. The tires exploded and the motherfucker rolled.
Poor Dr. Brown. almost there. You almost had it.
I hate this universe. This universe sucks.
Tenku Sapujin.
By the way, that reference is only for the people who have watched the new Voltron.
Okay.
Nope, he's fucking piggybacking that guy or no.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. It's the same
I said. It's the same fucking Zord decided it's gonna piggyback off all the other fucking Zords.
Next.
This stupid fucking bird falcon thing with goddamn jets for wings can go suck my dense chode and tongue punch my fart box. No. Kill that Zord.
Is there only two pictures for this, Bill?
Yeah, there's only two.
Zero.
Is that the star guy?
Yes.
Yes, which is what makes it fucking terrible. Because him
it's
on his
star fan, guy. The fans were messing with me. So, but it took me a while. The toy. Can't believe it, yeah. It was the toy that. Because I see the
Starman
star
is like
back.
Ridiculous helicopter.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. Yeah, I think. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I had a brain fart there. I'm fine. This okay. God, no, I can't do. You can't do two zeros in a row, Shane. That,
yeah, you can.
Add to the
yeah,
list.
You can.
I want to add to the list.
Add to the list, Shane.
Add to the list. Go ahead.
It just made the list.
I give it a one.
You would be
because
different.
It was better than
because,
the last one.
Because the normal one that's attached to the fan
yeah.
thing.
Okay, the fan thing takes him down, but that guy originally got like a three or whatever.
Give him a one.
So.
Give him a one. Take it back because he's right. The last one was awful.
Yeah.
The last one was awful, but that was
the
still
calculator the app on my goddamn computer sucks a dick, guy. Every time you say take it
yeah.
back,
yeah, just give it
motherfucking
I'm
one
at
plus 1.4. A one plus 1.4 plus.
Did you add my one?
Oh no, I did not.
There you go.
Fuck. You know what? I'm gonna basic math this shit. I am giving this motherfucker a 0.6, so he gets a 1.
I see.
Tenrisen Pujin.
Okay.
Okay, this is a step up.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, this is fine.
This is a big step up.
Okay.
This is obviously he can't move.
Hopefully
but that's
we
fine.
Can recover here.
He can't move.
He can kind of move his legs, that's it.
No, he can move because it looks like the fan blades are on his ass. So he can propel himself forward.
Well, we'll see what he looks like if we get a better picture.
Next.
That's stupid fucking falcon crow thing, whatever the fuck it is with the goddamn...
You know what?
The fans.
He
that's
can't,
the chest
yes, he
piece
can
now.
Move. Yes, his ass will get him there. He'll blow.
His ass fans.
His ass fans will blow
I think this
enemy.
Is supposed to be like the tanky Zord.
It is.
This is the Megzord with everything on it.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because remember, this is
no,
the one that was riding on
the
back of the...
gun.
Yeah, but remember, this is the one that was riding on the back of the elephant
that
we
gave
it the ultra high score to.
Okay.
For the toy.
Okay.
Is there a toy picture?
Is yes.
It? Oh, I'm worried.
Uh-oh.
Next. I'm not. We already saw that
next.
One.
Next!
Okay, see, it looks awesome in the show.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That does look pretty sweet.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
But... Next.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that is fucking sick.
So wait, so the star thing, does it spin or does it just suck stuff in?
Both. Dude, that is fucking sweet.
It spins while it sucks.
And then it blows all over your face, Shane.
Oh my.
Next.
You know, we've seen worse toys.
Yeah.
Do I need to re-mention the one toy that we saw two toys ago?
I was just about to say,
zero.
This episode, we've seen the worst toy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
Okay.
We've seen worse toys.
Because he's got everything connected to him, we realized he was going to be a bulky toy because that's how he is.
Yeah,
but it still looks pretty neat.
But he pulls it off, in my opinion.
Because he's supposed to be the big super bulky one.
Yeah, he pulls it off, in my opinion. This is actually a really cool looking.
You know, I wonder, is that like the stupid cheap plastic gold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It actually doesn't look as gaudy as it usually does.
And it looks like the green around the blades is lighting up. Can you see it? It
looks it's like got a sheen to it. Yeah.
It looks like there's like a light behind the star.
Yeah,
I
see what you're talking about.
I like this. This was a step. This was a big step up.
This is leaps. This is Doc Brown flying
compared
down.
To a 0.1. You can only go up.
No, that's not true.
It is not. Okay,
technically,
it
you
is
can
not
still go further.
Possible
into the
to
abyss.
Go down, but
it would be
statistically
a
speaking, you can only go up.
Yeah, you pretty much hit the bottom.
This is
almost.
No, this is what happened, Shane.
You're hovering.
They could have shown us almost. There could have been a Megazord that wore a poop emoji hat, and he would have. He would have.
Phil, don't give him ideas.
Last Zord. Let me explain it this way. That last Zord was Gwen Stacy after Spider-Man caught her with the web from that fucking movie. After the web finally, you know, retained its tension.
Damn, why
barely
you have
above
to do
the
that?
Ground.
Do you know that
her
I actually
back broke
cried
and she
in that
died.
Movie?
Yeah, I know.
Man, she folded like a folding
he
chair.
He went to the darkest of places.
I know. Because it's better than looking at that last Zord.
No.
Watching Gwen die?
Better than that last one.
Holy shit.
No, dude, you brought back sad memories. You know, I could at least, I mean, I don't have to remember. I'm not going to remember because I've already forgot about it.
I can go back to it.
Please don't do it. I literally forgot what it looks like now.
Don't worry. You'll remember come Wednesday when fucking Scotty posts the video.
You ruined. You know, I got over the fact that Gwen was dead, and now she's dead again in my mind.
But she's not dead now because they rebooted it again. She's still alive. Don't worry.
For now.
Until they kill her
again. And this time they'll make her a Chinese girl who wears a purple wig at all points in time. Because if Mary Jane...
No, you know what?
We're not going down this road again.
Next!
Yeah, next is bitch.
No, that's it.
Back to beginning. Cool. This guy gets a 3.5.
I'm going to give it a 3. Is that the last one? Hold on.
Except for a group one.
Okay. 3.5 plus 3.
Yeah, 3.
4.
3. 3.3.
This image.
Alright, so it's Starman mech with
the thin normal Zord.
With super awesome Ninja Man. Okay, yeah, and it's a cool picture.
Alright.
Alright.
Wow, wait, that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
That was the only one.
Which is why I'm putting all my shit down and going and having a cigarette.
That was a good episode.
So, the winner of this one is this Zord.
That's true.
And the ultimate loser is...
this toy.
That guy.
It's so bad, Shane.
Hold up. Was 4.2.
It is so awful, Bill. Because if it's so bad, then it's the Power Glove.
Power Glove is better than that guy.
I know. That's why I said you can't say it's so bad.
Say his name.
That's what I said. You had to say it's so awful.
I think, anyway.
We're done here. Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.